John chapter 6. After these things, Yahshua went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Yahshua went up to a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Yahshua had then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said to Philip, "From where shall we buy food that these might eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not just sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Yahshua said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And Yahshua took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered together all the fragments, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above to them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Yahshua did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come to the world." When Yahshua therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again to a mountain, himself alone. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Yahshua was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Yahshua walking on the sea and drawing near to the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they were going. And the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Yahshua did not go with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias near to the place where they did eat bread, after that the master had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Yahshua was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Yahshua. When they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Yahshua said to them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, for him has Yahweh the Father sealed." Then they said to him, "What shall we do, that we might work the works of Yahweh?" Yahshua answered and said to them, "This is the work of Yahweh, that you believe on him whom he has sent." They said therefore to him, "What sign do you show then, that we may see and believe you? What do you work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Yahshua said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Yahweh is he which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said unto him, "Master, evermore give us this bread." And Yahshua said to them, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Yahshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I came down from heaven'?" Yahshua therefore answered and said to them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of Yahweh. And every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father except he which is of Yahweh, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Yahshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats of me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Yahshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, Does this offend you? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore I said unto you that no man can come to me except it were given to him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Yahshua to the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are that Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. Yahshua answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he that should betray him, being one of the 12. End of chapter 1.